This is Debbie. May I help you?
Hello, Debbie. This is Roy from the city of Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about the Adopt-A-Median that you guys are in charge of.
Right.
And you're familiar with that then?
Yes, I know about it, yeah.
All right, yeah. We installed a beautiful decorative fountain in your median.
Okay.
And the people we contracted to hook that up, they accidentally hooked it up to the sewer lines instead of the water lines.
Okay.
So there's kind of a problem with spraying sewage.
And
you need to go fix it.
Well, who's the one that authorized it to be installed?
It's some guy in the Department of Water.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your median, so you need to go clean up all the sewage from the median.
Okay. And your name again is?
My name's Roy. Roy
and
Gerbel.
And you're with who?
I'm with the city of Santa Fe.
Okay, and the phone number?
505-6025.
And did anybody contact this guy to go fix it right, or do we have to do that also?
Yeah, we've already allocated all the funds we can for this, so you're going to have to get some sort of a plumber and get them to hook it up to the correct pipes.
Okay, so we have to clean the mess that you guys hired this idiot, and we have to pay for it to clean up the mess.
Correct. I mean, you're in charge of the median.
That is really wrong.
Old.
Yeah, but we didn't have it installed or have an idiot that had no clue what they were doing.
Well, you shouldn't call him an idiot. I mean,
so
I work with this guy.
So it's going to cost us a fortune.
Okay, so if just some person...
Who is the person that installed it?
Let's say it's just some random...
So we can call them and
oh my God, can I talk?
Fix it right.
You keep interrupting me, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, what if someone just throws some trash in the median? Someone like drives by...
Well, then we'd clean it, but if we...
There you go.
If this person is the one that messed it up and did it wrong, he should go and fix it and clean it.
Well, would you say that to the resident? Would you say, hey, you threw the trash here. We're going to track you down and make you come and pick it up.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't. If someone threw like a Pepsi cup or something, you're gonna track them down and make them clean it up?
Yeah, but you're talking about raw sewage. You know, it's not a piece of paper or something.
Same thing, really. It's your job to clean it up.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll go get somebody out there.
Okay, I think you should do it. You personally.
That is crazy.
For having such a shitty attitude.
We don't have a shitty attitude, but we had nothing to do with this being installed.
You're yelling at me.
And the person does it wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, we didn't do it on purpose. It's just an accident. So you need to go clean it up.
Alrighty.
And I think you should do it. I think it should be you. Right after work, I think you should go out there.
You should go and do it.
I don't do that kind of work. That's your kind of job.
You know what? You are a jerk.
At least I do my job.
Well, so do I.
You need to learn to do your job.
Well, I am doing my job. How do you figure it's right then? Because sewage leaks from something that you guys had done, and we have to clean it.
Because that's... You guys signed up to... You adopted the median, so it's yours now.
Okay, we'll get somebody out there.
If you adopted a kid, would you stop taking care of it just because it's a little messy?
No, but...
You're a shitty parent, is what you are.
We had nothing to do with that.
You're a shitty parent.
You know what? You're a total jerk.
Don't use that kind of language with me.
Well, you know what? You're telling me the same thing, so what's the difference?
I didn't say anything like that. I said a completely different thing.
Oh, well, you're telling me I'm a shitty parent and that I'm the one that should go clean it? Because I have an attitude. You have an attitude also.
Well, does that give you the right to have an attitude just because I do?
I'm just saying that I feel that it's wrong because somebody went and did it all wrong.
Okay, well, they didn't do it on purpose. I guess you've never made a mistake in your entire life, have you?
Well, I would go fix it if I did.
Okay, well, we ran out of money for that, so he's not going
to
do it.
Well, we'll get somebody to pay somebody to go get it done.
Okay, well, you need to hurry the fuck up because it's still spraying out there. They didn't even turn it off.
God. Alrighty.
What time is
it? I don't know. I have to contact the guy that does the work for us.
What's his name?
I don't have the number. One of the bosses does, and I have to call him and notify him about it.
Okay, all right. Because, you know, we don't want to file a lawsuit against you guys for not taking care of your median.
I will call him right now.
Okay, hurry up. Do it faster.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Howdy, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for April 28th, 2017. Today's show is sponsored by Neon. Thank you, Neon, for supporting the show forever now. And all you other sponsors out there, holy crap, I'm really behind on the whole sponsoring a show thing. And I know I bring this up every few months and freak out about it a little bit. But holy crap, I'm so behind on this whole sponsor thing. Maybe this is a dumb idea and I should just figure out some other way to repay the $20 sponsors. But for now, I'm just going to read a short list of people who were supposed to be sponsors in July of 2016. That's how far behind I am right now. Those people were Gizmo, Cluedo, Miguel F., Rhapsody Man 2000, Bobo Bob, the Hobo Bob, Brian W., Kyle M., Robert S., Cody A., Mike U., Stephen W., FOD87, Ty A., Buster C., Honey Baby, David P., and Todd L. Maybe on the next show I'll read the people who were supposed to be sponsors in August of 2016. But I really appreciate all you people who have been supporting the show financially. That's awesome. It's allowed me to seriously cut back on my real-life work and just work on this stuff every day. I know you can't really tell it from the past week, because I've done so terrible this past week of releasing shows because, you know, just reasons and stuff. But I still have this crazy idea of doing 5 shows a week, even though I can barely keep up with 2 or 3. I just need to get my shit together and get stuff done. And speaking of things that haven't been done, you know, this weekend I'm going to be addressing envelopes for the Patreon mailing things. I know I say that every weekend, but you guys, I will be mailing things out within a week. Hopefully early this coming week, I will be mailing a bunch of shit out. I can't put this off any longer, and I will get in touch with everyone else about addresses and stuff like that. Like, if you're not a Patreon person and you support the show through the website, maybe you should go ahead and email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org, and make sure I have your address. It's gonna be a mess. It's gonna just flood my email. Holy shit, I should edit this part out. But no, I won't. Let's get on with the live show. I don't think I really have any more announcements today. So hey everyone, we're doing a live show today. I'm broadcasting on YouTube, I'm broadcasting on Mixlr. It's pretty crazy. I'm going to mostly be watching the YouTube chat. Sorry, Mixlr. I've got the Mixlr chat up here though, so I'll try to keep an eye on that too. Today's Effin' Reality's birthday. Hey, Effin' Reality, happy birthday, I guess. You know what? You're an adult, so stop announcing that it's your birthday all the time. What are you, a little kid? Jeez. Grow up, Effin' Reality. It's your birthday. It's time to grow up. So today we're doing the exact same thing as the last 3 shows now, I think. And I think this is going to be the last one for a while, you know? Because, like, there's 3 pages left on the spreadsheet. But I think we just need a break from this. Like, after today, maybe take a week break. It'll probably give them time to all be alerted about me. So that'll suck, but whatever. Alright, so I guess we're just going to get started. We're going to call these things. I hate writing on paper. It's all Uncle Runkle's fault. Yeah, thanks Uncle Runkle for this list and the last few lists. If you're sick of the Adopt-a-Highway shows, it's all Uncle Runkle's fault. If you ever see him, just, you know, yell at him about that. Spiny Norman just gave me $2 so that I would never look at the Mixlr. I don't know, Spiny Norman. That's more like a $130 request, you know?
This is Church, Jaslyn speaking.
Hey, Jaslyn, this is Craig from the city. I'm calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign. And are you familiar with that? Are you the person that takes care of the Adopt-a-Highway sign?
I'm not sure which part of the church takes care of that, but what can I do to help?
It looks like someone from the church, they took the Adopt a Highway sign down, and they took it over to the scrapyard and got $15 from it.
Really?
Yeah, and you guys can't do that, okay? You're not supposed to.
To my knowledge, we didn't do that.
Well, nobody else would do it because it's not their sign. It's the church sign.
So I'm pretty sure. I don't think anyone in our church would have done that.
Well, I don't. Who else would do it? It's your sign. It has your name on it.
It sounds like someone might have just stolen the sign.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Because it's not even theirs.
Huh.
So when you do this stuff, you're stealing from the state. And it raises all our taxes and it costs us money. So you're basically...
I guarantee you, nobody from our church would have stolen the sign.
You're basically stealing from yourself is what you're doing when you do stuff like this.
We did not do that.
It seems like, I don't know who else would. And when they went into the scrapyard place...
I don't know.
They said, I work for the church. They said, I'm a church employee. And they gave them $15.
I would have to find out because we only have a staff of like 4 people, and I don't think any of our staff members, including the pastor, would have done that.
What'd you say your name was?
My name is Jacqueline, and I'm the parish administrator here, and I know myself, I did not do that. My administrative assistant would not have done that. Our bookkeeper would not have done that, and our pastor certainly would not have done that.
Oh, that's what they all say. And I don't know, they sounded kind of like your voice sounds pretty familiar. Are you sure you're not the one that came in and did this?
I did not turn into the sign. I don't even know where the sign is located.
It looks like you took it from New Bridge Drive between River Road and Democracy Boulevard.
No, I did not. I have not even been on that road.
Okay, listen, just because you took the sign doesn't mean you get to stop cleaning up over there.
I didn't take the sign. Why are you criticizing that I took the sign?
Oh, no, I'm accusing you.
Why are you accusing me? You don't even know who I am.
You're Jacqueline, and you're the parishioner something something. I don't know. I got it all on recording, ma'am. Like your confession.
I did not steal the sign, nor did I turn it in to take it anywhere.
Maybe you were on drugs and you just have forgotten.
Are you kidding me?
Well, there's a lot of people that hang out over at that sign. A lot of sketchy individuals, and I don't know, like, just maybe, you know?
Can I please have your name and phone number? I need to bring this up to our pastor.
Okay. What's his name?
Our pastor's name is Pastor Ann.
Ann?
Ann.
Oh, that's
the name of our pastor.
That's a woman's name.
Yes, it is.
That's weird. Well, maybe she was the one that...
Sir, what is your name and what is your title?
I just work here for the Adopt-a-Highway Department here with the city.
I need your name and phone number because you are accusing me of something I did not do, nor did my staff.
Okay, well, you don't have to get all snippy with me, okay? Because I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this crime that you committed.
I did not commit a crime.
Well, stealing a sign is a crime. It doesn't matter that your name's on the sign. It still belongs to the city. You can't just take off with our sign.
I did not take the sign.
Did you see the sign? And did it?
I don't even know where our sign is located.
Did it open up your mind?
I need your name and phone number.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's Mr. Bob Dobelina.
And how do you spell that?
D-O-B-I-L-Q.
Okay, and what is the phone number I can reach you at?
Do you have caller ID by chance?
I do not. Right now it just says MDST government.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The phone number should be on there. I understand most criminals don't know how to use caller ID.
Are you serious?
That's what I've heard, but I don't know if that's true. But, like, if you just scroll back, it'll show you the number. It's a 301 area code.
I still would like your number, sir.
Okay, fine. Area code 301.
Mm-hmm.
666.
Mm-hmm.
6969. Extension.
Thank you very much.
Extension 420, you thief. You big thief.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, you don't have to have an attitude with me just because you got caught.
We didn't steal a sign.
Oh.
Why would we steal a sign?
Oh, now it's a we. All of a sudden you have an accomplice.
Goodbye.
Bye. She sounded like a cartoon character. Or no, she sounded like a puppet. I felt like I was talking to a puppet. She just had that voice. She sounded like a Sesame Street puppet. Take that, church lady. You're a puppet. Okay, let's see. I remember that was an idea from the other day. I'm going to cross that out because I have a ton of ideas. Yeah, that was from Andrew. Andrew says, say you're a scrap metal dealer and someone just brought in the sign for money. I guess I could do that one again, but kind of say, like, you know, they're here right now. I just need to get confirmation. Something like that. Toppendauer wants me to say we want to use the image of their sign in a documentary about a murder that happened there. Okay. And thanks, Dom. Apparently it's Dom's birthday on Monday. He thinks he's still 6 years old, too. So today we've got about 2 hours until the XYZ show starts. I don't know if I'm going to do a full 2 hours, but maybe. Maybe I'll take a lot of music breaks. That's what I'll do.
It's a beautiful year progression. Will you please hold?
No. This is Steven from the city.
I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm calling about your Adopt a Highway sign.
Okay, definitely. Can you please hold for me a moment? I am with a guest.
No. Nope.
Okay. Well, can we give your call back?
No, it's okay. I'll hold.
Okay.
To answer your questions when they return to the line
work.
In just a moment.
Shit.
Our loyalty program just got an upgrade. Turn your
points an upgrade.
Stop with us.
It sounded like she said that with two D's for a double dose of pimpin'. Well, I'm bored. I think I'm going to hang up on this person. She's too busy with her guests to talk to me. Let's call her right back.
Hello, this is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Dabalina from the scrapyard.
Okay.
And I was calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign. There's someone in here, they've got your Adopt-a-Highway sign, and they want to turn it in for scrap metal.
What? Why would they do that?
Well, they took it off.
They can't do that.
Well, no, they say they work for you. They say they work for the spa.
What's the person's name?
He says his name is Roy Gerbel.
Roy Gerbel?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure he really worked there, so I give him this $15 for the scrap metal. For
no,
your sign?
We don't have a Roy Gerbel that works here.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Hold on one second. Oh, no, he says there's no Jennifer that works there. Is there? Are you?
That's funny because I'm Cindy's personal assistant.
Oh.
And there's actually three Jennifers that work here.
Is that actually? Well, I don't know. He says he works there. You're saying he doesn't work there. So I'm trying to figure out which one of you is lying.
Not at. Well, if you like, you can call back here. Our phone number is 301-231-8757.
Uh-huh, yep. Well, I don't know. It's just, like, it sounds like you're full of shit, because he's here with the sign, and it seems like he's a legit employee. He showed me his ID.
Oh, I'm full of shit?
Well, sounds like it, if you're saying he doesn't even work there.
Okay, well, what does the sign say?
It says, adopt a road... salon, spa store. And
what's the first name?
It came
what's
from.
What's the first word?
It said.
Okay, we don't have anybody by that name.
No, that's the name of the business, dummy. No, it's the business name. Over on Gainsborough Road, that's where the sign was located.
You're calling me a dummy?
Well, you're being kind of a dummy. You're saying, like, you don't even. I
who
said.
Who the fuck are you?
Hey, who the fuck are you? You don't even work there. You're full of shit.
Try to get that number.
Did you get his name?
And I need to call back. Okay.
Shit. They're gonna call me back. Now I'm in trouble. Damn it. I don't know what I could call her back and. Well, I can't give her a stupid bitch fee. She doesn't work for the scrapyard. I don't know. Should I call back? They're calling me back.
phones. Can you hold just a moment,
please? Hey, I don't appreciate you hanging up on me. You need to say goodbye and then hang up. Say goodbye right now. Say it.
Excuse me?
Say goodbye and then hang up on me. Be polite.
Oh, I didn't hang up on you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that other lady did. Are you one of the other Jennifers?
Oh, no, I'm not Jennifer. Would you like to speak with her?
No, just say goodbye and hang up, you thief.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let her know. I'm sorry she didn't say goodbye.
Okay, well, you should say you're sorry on her behalf.
Yes, I that's what I just said.
No, you kind of didn't say that at all. But okay, whatever. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye. Hey, she hung up. Looks like there was two listings for that one for some reason. Both with the same phone number. One of them capitalized, one of them not capitalized. What the hell, Uncle Runkle? You need to get on top of things. Holy shit, that girl got pissed at me.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling. Carlos.
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Yes.
Okay, and are you familiar with that? Are you the person that I contact about that?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great.
Oh, yes, I am. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Well, I just need to let you know that we're going to be replacing your sign with 100 signs. Like, instead of one, you get 100. So I'm just supposed to let you know that. Just about the change. They're gonna just put up a bunch all along the road.
Okay.
100 signs that say services, you know, your business name and all that. They'll be just like the other sign.
Well, I'm a little concerned as to why they're doing that.
It's just a change they're making. The signs are going to be like, instead of being like whatever they are now, like, you know, 10 feet by 10 feet or whatever they are, they're going to be 1-inch signs.
Okay.
They're going to be 1 inch by 2 inches.
Okay. It's great, I guess.
It's going to be hard to see them from the road, but this way you get more exposure because you have 100 signs.
So just 100 signs all over on that stretch of...
Yeah, like all up and down Washington Grove Lane. Just little tiny signs that only ants can see. Like they're 1 inch tall. Well, no, they're like 2 inches tall because there's a pole, you know? So it's fine. And you're going to be responsible for making sure that no one steps on them or anything. So just, you know, keep an eye out for that. Watch out for the new changes and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for the heads up in case I don't see the big sign anymore.
Okay, no problem at all. And we're going to be charging you for these, by the way. It's like they're so small, it hardly costs anything. It's just $1 a sign. But we'll send you a bill for your brand new 100 signs.
So is everyone going to have to pay?
No, just you. It's just a thing we're doing on yours and yours only.
And why is that? I didn't request that, so...
Yeah, but, you know, we just figured it'd be better, because, you know, it's better to have more signs than only one sign.
So you're saying that any business that has to adopt a road will be paying, or is it just me out of the thousands of adopt a road participants?
Just you. We singled you out. Just you and you only. Yep, and, It's a pretty good deal, though. You know, and it's a metal sign. It's only 1 inch tall, but it's metal. And
I didn't ask for it, so why should I pay for it? I mean, I know it's $100, so it's not like the end of the world. But
yeah,
if you're going to do a change that I didn't ask for, or not you particularly, but your office, why should I be charged? That's, 'cause,
you know, these signs don't come cheap. They're $100. I mean, they're $1 each. So... You know, they're made out of strong metal, so if anyone steps on them, it's not going to hurt the sign. You just walk over there and put it back up and stick it in the dirt.
I get that, but I'm saying...
It's a good deal.
The Highway Administration's doing this change, mm-hmm. correct?
Yep.
Okay, so... But I didn't ask for it, so why...
Because it's better.
...not leave it as...
You're welcome.
But it's not better if you're doing a change without my consent.
Well, you signed the papers that say we can make changes like this, so we're doing it. We're getting, and you shouldn't be all upset because you get more signs this way.
Yeah,
101 inch signs.
I get that. I'm not upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just confused as to why you're going to do the change, and now you're going to bill me for it when my staff and my team do basically free work to go clean up the road.
Oh, it's not you signed up for it. Don't complain about doing free work. Don't act like you're lazy.
I'm complaining because it makes the city look better.
Yep. So why are you complaining about it?
I'm not complaining.
I mean, it's the same stretch of road.
I just simply said, all right, I'm done.
You get more. Sir, did you hang up? Yeah, I think he hung up. Wow. Yes, Hellfire just said, that guy's in charge of a team. Yeah, that was a weird idea. Who did that? That was Tim Riggy. Thanks, Tim, for that idea the other day. Okay, this place is it's a softball company. Or maybe it's just a softball team that decided to adopt a highway for some reason. I guess that would make sense.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign. I mean, your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
I'm not the person that would be able to answer any questions if that's what you have. But I can write down some questions and have someone call you back.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, what can I try and help you with?
Well, it looks like there was somebody hit a deer right by your sign.
Okay.
And someone's going to have to go up there and remove the deer.
Okay. Okay. All right, I will pass that on. Is that it?
Yeah, well, also there was this filmmaker. He wants to do a documentary, and he wants to feature your sign, the front of your sign.
Okay.
And it's going to be a documentary. It's very racist, and it's about pedophiles and murders and NAMBLA and a bunch of other stuff. Is it okay if we use your sign? And if they use your sign in that movie?
I will have to ask. Is it just because the documentary is taking place on that road?
Oh, no, they're going to say, like it says, Raider on it, I guess.
Yeah,
they're going to, like, in their version of the events, they're going to say that Raider is the, responsible for it all. The Holocaust, everything.
Okay, I will have to ask. I'm probably going to guess that we're not going to be allowed to do that.
Oh, no, they're just being polite. They're going to do it no matter what.
Okay. Okay, would you like me to give, or have someone give you a call back?
Sure, yeah, just look on the caller ID, there it is. Alright, gotta go. Got shit to do.
Okay.
Mr. Bob Dabalina, that's my name.
Okay, thanks.
Alright, bye honey.
Bye.
Alright, that went nowhere. I don't even understand what business that was. Maybe that was just like a city park or something. They manage all the softball teams. Mr. Krabs wants me to say a truck carrying radioactive waste was flipped over near their sign. They need to put on a hazmat suit and clean that shit up.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Oh, yes.
Did I reach the right place?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, I just needed to let you know, you can't have hobos over there giving $5 haircuts, because they're not even paying taxes. We checked.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, over by your sign, you know how, like, all the hobos hang out there right by your sign?
Yeah, are you with Montgomery County?
Yep, that's me. I'm from the Adopt-a-Road Department, and it looks...
Yeah, that That program was abandoned for us a long time ago.
Well, the sign's still
there. The neighborhood launched a campaign against it, saying they thought it made the neighborhood look bad.
Did it make the neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos live there?
Street, I guess so. Yeah. So no, we have not partaken in the. Your predecessor was going to remove those signs.
Oh no, you didn't pay for the sign removal fee yet. But the problem is that there's these hobos just hanging out underneath your sign, and they're giving out haircuts, $5 haircuts, and they're not paying taxes on them. And you can't do that. You need to tell them to stop.
Is this a Friday day prank? Because I find it hilarious. We wrote a letter to your predecessor years ago saying the neighborhood would not allow the Adopt-A-Sign program,
yeah,
and we would no longer be partaking.
Right, but you can't just say, oh, we quit. You got to pay for the, you know, have the sign removed. You never did that.
Okay.
Well, that's why it's still up there.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Who's this?
This isn't the city. It's a prank call.
Hey, you can tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up, because I'm just trying to do my job, and he's interrupting our call. Whoa. That made them hang up. He's not taking my shit. I wish he would have picked up. Man, she loved the word predecessor, didn't she? She can use that word all day. Oh shit, here's a homeowners association. And oh yeah, I forgot to do a mob today again, didn't I? I'm always saying we're going to do like a Facebook mob. I always forget. I guess it's not too late though. Got an hour and a half. Maybe we'll take a quick break and I'll find one.
Hello, this is Jared.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, barely. I'm calling from the city. This is Mr. Dabalina. I was calling about your Adopt-A-Road sign.
Oh, yes. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah. Pretty good. Doing all right. Hanging in there, you know? Taking it one day at a time.
Good.
Yep. So anyway, it looks like somebody outbid you on your Adopt-A-Road sign.
Okay.
You're
I forgot.
Huh? What?
Go ahead. Your thing.
Oh, somebody outbid you on your Adopt a Highway sign.
Okay.
They're gonna take over your sign. Like you just can't compete.
Okay,
they're offering $250,000 a year.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
Your Adopt a Highway sign. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
You're not familiar
with that? I have an Adopt Road sign for a small section of a road that was...
Yeah, over there on Fairland
that
Road.
That I mean. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. There's a celebrity. He's taking it over. He's taking your name off of it, and he's going to put his name on it.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. You know?
This is a joke.
No, why would it be a joke? Why would I joke about this? It looks like the celebrity is JonBenet Ramsey.
Who is this?
Mr. Dabalina from the city. City Sign Department.
City Sign Department.
Yup, that's me.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to try and find a good Facebook mob candidate. Does that sound okay with you, ma'am?
Sounds great.
Is it Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sherry. What you doing today? So I'm going to play some Rappy McRapperson, and I'll be back in about, 5 minutes. I'm just going to find a good Facebook mob. All right, Sherry? Sound good? Good idea, Sherry. Sherry's not going to talk to me anymore. All right, be right back, you guys.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's loud.
Remix!
For the freaks. For the freaks.
Show me it.
Okay, I'm back. Oh shit, I forgot to refill my soda. might have to leave again. So we're going to be doing a Facebook mob today on a place called the White Moose Cafe. And this was submitted by someone named Matthew. They've been in the media a lot lately. They don't seem like a very trollable place, so it's probably going to be boring. But it's facebook.com/White Moose Cafe. Appears to be a cafe in Ireland. But it's all in English. It's okay. I'll post a link to it in the chat rooms, I guess. If anyone wants to go there. If you want to do reviews, please do like 5-star reviews. Don't mess with their reviews. Just, you know, just write crazy things in the reviews, but still give them a good points at least. Because that's the nice Christian thing to do. Yeah, and then I'll get back on there in a little bit and read those, and it'll be lots of fun, and yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So it looks like we're calling a church next. And holy shit, we've gotten a lot of good responses from churches about adoptive highway signs. They get so upset. I think every show I've done now has had a church person, like, not being happy about my call. They take it so seriously. Oh, by the way, the idea of, you know, someone offered more for your sign, even though that didn't work too good. Maybe I'll do that in the next one. But that was an idea from Trucker Motherfucker. Thanks, Trucker Motherfucker. Oh, and the haircut idea, that was Schmohawk's Hobos. Wait, no, that was just Schmohawk. You know, $5 haircuts. Maybe I'll try that one again.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt Highway sign.
Yes.
Are you familiar? Are you the person I would talk to about that? It's the one over there on Dennis Avenue?
Right.
Okay, great. There's just kind of a small problem.
Yeah?
It looks like there's been a lot of hobos hanging out near it, and they're giving haircuts for $5 to the other hobos, like right below your sign. That's pretty much the meeting place at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that, so you're going to need to tell them to stop, please. Yeah, I mean, either tell them to stop
or... Adopt the highway? Why don't you tell the police? Why would you tell us?
Well, it's your sign. It's happening right by your sign. So that means you have to go deal with it.
Are you kidding me? You're a county employee?
Correct. Yeah. No. I'm just saying, like, we can't have hobos over there giving haircuts, and they told us you gave them permission.
Okay. I didn't give them permission. I don't know who they are, and it's not our property.
Well, they said you did. I don't think they'd lie.
Huh?
They said you did. I don't think they'd lie about it.
Well, guess what? Who are you going to believe? The pastor of the church or a bunch of hobos doing something highly unusual?
Wait, are you saying the pastor of a church thinks that hobos are like lesser humans? Like they don't have as much integrity as a church
Number
person?
One, you're going to... Why don't you listen up? What is your name again?
My name is Mr. Dabalina.
Hold on, I'm going to get my pen. Okay. This is the pin. Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's pronounced pin. But I just don't understand why you're just...
Where do you work, Mr. Dabalina?
I work for the city. City of Wheaton.
What's your office called, sir?
Oh, hey, don't be a smartass. Like, I don't see why you have to say that hobos are, like, less trustworthy.
I didn't. They told you their story, and I'm telling you I didn't give them permission. Okay, so who's the liar?
Well, I don't know. I hear a lot more horrible stories about pastors and stuff in the news than hobos.
Well, good for you, Mr. Dabalina. What is your office called in City of what, Rockville?
Yeah, yep, that's it, City of Rockville.
Yeah, what's your office called?
It's the Adopt a Highway office.
Okay, who's your supervisor, sir?
Well, wouldn't you like to know? Why don't you just shut up and stop taking down information? I'm just trying to tell you. Just go over there and tell those.
Yeah, what's your first boy?
Just tell the hobos to
really
get lost. We don't need them around there.
Hobos?
What?
Wow, you call me a smartass, a liar.
Well, only because you're being a smartass and a liar.
You said that to me.
I know.
You called me a smartass. You trying to take care of the situation, or are you just trying to be a jerk?
Well, no, I'm not trying to be a jerk. You're the one that's saying that hobos aren't trustworthy and pastors have more integrity.
I never even said that.
That's exactly
they
what
told
you said.
You told me that they said I gave you permission, and I said that's not true.
Yeah, well, they would say the same thing. They would say that you're not true, and I think you're the one that's lying.
You personally talked to them? Did you talk to him, Mrs. Avelina?
Yeah. I went over there, and they're over there giving a haircut. They offered me a haircut for $5. They're not even paying taxes.
Oh, my goodness. We have got to get this taken care of right away.
Oh, yeah, you can be sarcastic because you don't have to pay taxes.
I am on it right now, sir.
Yeah, you think taxes are a big fucking...
You are doing a favor for the world, you weirdo.
Oh, yeah, whatever. At least I pay taxes. You guys don't even pay taxes there.
That's what it is. You think you're above... a little scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Have a good day, you loser.
You know what? I don't have to be nice to you because you don't... He doesn't pay my salary. He doesn't pay taxes, right? Churches don't pay taxes. All right. Baptist Church. Gonna mark them off. It's always the churches. Churches just lose their shit. So we're halfway through the list, and that's good because we've got like an hour left. Can finish up this whole page today. $5 haircuts. Okay, that was Schmohawk's idea. Thanks, Schmohawk. I'm going to delete that one now so I don't accidentally do it again.
Keekland Farm, can you hold?
No. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. You know, from the city of Germantown. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Okay.
And
what can I help you with?
Well, it's just that President Trump, he's asked all of the Adopt-a-Road people to donate their signs because they're going to use it as material to build the wall. So,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, no, he's... Ma'am. Well, shit. Maybe I should have went ahead and held for her. That's
Keekland Farm.
Hey, Mr. Trump says that if you don't donate your sign, he's going to raise your taxes.
Please don't call here again.
Well, I'm just letting you know, like, so you're not wondering why they get raised. All right. Maynard's Moreland? I don't know. Whatever your name is. Thanks for the idea. It didn't work. I'm going to try that on the next one, maybe.
Systems.
Hi, I'm calling from the city. This is Mr. Dabalina. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Do you have a contact name?
Yep, Mr. Dabalina. That one I told you like a few seconds ago.
Okay, can you spell that last name for me? D-O.
Nah, I don't know. Nobody else is there?
No.
Fuck.
Let me transfer you to someone. Please hold.
Wait, I thought nobody was there.
Yes. Okay. I could transfer you to another secretary, admin.
Yay.
If that's okay. Okay. Please hold.
Clap.
Hello, this is Gail.
Hey, Gail. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I know we have two.
Okay, yeah, one. Yeah. Well, I'm calling about the one over on Spring Street. Or actually both of them, it looks like.
What's the matter?
Well,
Something wrong?
Well, no, nothing's wrong. It's just President Trump, he wants all of the Adopt-a-Road sign people to adopt... He wants them to donate their signs because they're going to use it as building material for the wall.
Do we have to?
Well, you don't have to, but, you know, it's the American thing to do.
Well... It's not quite my decision to make.
Yeah, but you know, like the people like down in Mexico when they're trying to sneak over into America, they might like the last thing they see before they get shot down by Border Patrol is your sign. Like the thing they see as they're dying will be the name of your business.
And you say that's a selling point? I get your name and number and have someone a little higher up than me call you back?
What I'm just saying is that's kind of cool to think about, really. You know, like somebody dies and the very last thing their brain sees is your sign. You remember that?
Are you calling from Montgomery County?
Yeah, yeah, from the city. My name's Mr. Dabalina. Did you ever see that movie Wild Wild West where they put
a
projection lamp in his head and it showed the last thing he saw before he died? Your sign would be in there.
Would you like to give me your number?
Sure. It's area code 301.
Uh-huh.
666.
Uh-huh.
420. It's an older number. There's only six digits.
Okay, thank you.
We got it because it sounds cool. You know, like 666-420.
Sure, I got it.
Yep. So it looks like we're going to be donating your sign to the wall project.
No, I don't think so.
Well, no, it's going to happen because he says if you don't do it, he will raise your taxes.
Okay.
Do you want your taxes raised?
Sure, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to raise them like 12 times.
All right.
I'm going to tell Trump. I'm going to tell Trump to do that. She wasn't into the whole death idea, apparently. Yeah, I'm sorry, nobody else is here right now. Let me transfer you to someone. The hell was that? I think we should take a break, read some Facebook before it gets taken down. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. All right. So while I was doing the Facebook thing, I think I set this up so I can display it. Yeah, there it is. You can see it.
Woo-hoo.
So if you're watching on the YouTube, I don't know, I guess it doesn't matter because I'm just going to read it anyway. But let's see, what are we going to look at? We're going to look at the posts, the latest posts. So I'm looking at facebook.com/White Moose Cafe. This is today's Facebook mob. It's only been happening for like 20 minutes though. But like I don't know, this place, like one of their posts is titled "I Don't Fucking Believe It." So we can't troll these people. Who asked me to do this? Let me find out real quick. Oh yeah, Matthew. He's always causing problems. So thanks for this one, Matthew. So are people leaving comments? No one ever leaves comments. Yeah, this was a bad choice. Look at all these comments. Like, we can't compete with this. They have, like, real users. Stupid, stupid me. But anyway, I'm going to read the reviews. That's what I'm going to do. Where are the reviews? I think they're down here somewhere. Visitor posts. That's what we're going to read. Had a great time. Brought my son here. Our waiter, Chad, accidentally dropped the cream cactus soup all over his lap. Burned his crotch pretty good. Now it looks like the pits of peaches down there, if you know what I mean. It was incredible. Highly recommended. That was from Time Ricky. Nico says, who of you jizzed in my club sandwich? I hope it was Greg. And there's a picture of a sandwich with so much jizz in it. It's disgusting. Something in the coffee made me turn into a moose, but it was not white. It was off-white. That's from Demi Mondi. Who the fuck are you? From Jason Self. And that's it. The last one was 3 hours ago. Wait, is that... That's not us, is it? 11 hours ago? Yeah, this is boring. What the hell did I... Why did I choose this one? This is my fault. This is what you guys get for asking for a Facebook mob. Reviews! There it is. Most recent. Okay, here we go. Reviews. Fuck, says, I like all the pretty girls in the picture. Haley, do you have a boyfriend? Yeah, okay, that's going to make Haley feel great. Good job on that one. 5-star review. Everything's 5-star reviews. I'm not going to read the non-5-star reviews. Fuck you people if you did non-5-star. Ryan says, a very unique experience. I had the grilled cactus, which came with a complimentary partially shaven whole deer. My dining companion, however, was served a grivet monkey, which turns out was merely knocked out. Manager Roy was able to subdue him with a squad of roosters, thankfully. Hobo says, the greatest cafe ever. The door greeter, Mr. Steve Day, had asked to take off my shoes. I thoroughly enjoyed rubbing my toes in the cactus carpeting. I just couldn't seem to concentrate like a technical writer would, because the lights kept turning off, like someone was flipping the circuit breaker switches. Yeah, Ryan, learn to spell. That's what the chat room says. Don't you know how to spell, Ryan? Time Ricky says, came here for the Kenny Loggins night. Ordered the cactus cooler. Within minutes, I was huffing gasoline and attempting algebra problems. Excellent men's room services. I feel the glory in my soul every time. The White Moose Knuckle Cafe is first class all the way. Johnson says, I had the moose knuckle with the camel toe sauce on the side. Delicious. 6 stars. The 6 stars because my boss yelled at me last time for only leaving 4 stars. I don't know. Like, we got to find a place that's not so busy, because I like when they respond and they start removing things. They start locking down their page because of us. Christian says, oi, ever since I was a little kid, me and my pa flew from Nashville to Dublin. I knew your establishment was special. Fuck, shit, cunt. I apologize for I have typing Tourette's, twat, every time I would come in and get the cactus latte, and the feeling it ripped my fucking piss in my urethra throat to shreds was orgasmic. Since that point, I've longed to return to Dublin, what with the virgin sacrifices and partying with Jack the Ripper. Cunt cock, big black cock, and your mom, Dublin, never ceased. I don't want to read all this. This is really long. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Damn your Tourette's, Christian. Fighter jets flew, marked the end of our celebration. We flew back to New York City. Little to my knowledge, the celebration didn't end, for that day was 9/11. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but Irish whiskey can. Cock. 5 stars. Alright, whatever. Shane sold me some sweet steroids in the men's room. 10-10, would inject again. That's from Ryan. Ethan says, a great place to stop and eat. I came with my sons and my wife last week to try their cactus burgers. They were great, but the cactus burgers were $699 each, so I sold my wife and kids to the owner. In the end, the house is a lot more quiet, but I do miss the home-cooked meals. I has eaten a green cactus milkshake, and it was amazing. Thank you, Roy, my baby boy, for the recommended White Moose Cafe. It was superb. Excite to ate another cactus cake tomorrow. Love you. That's from Everett. Brad Doss says, first of all, Shane's the most excellent glory hole attendant. He fed me some gluten-free eggplant and potato chowder. That was the best I ever had, and there's so many white people here. 5 stars. Everyone give 5 stars for white people, okay? When you're reviewing this place. Devin, I'd like to see more moose knuckles. They don't have to be white, if you know what I mean. James, I tried this place after seeing the road sign they adopted nearby highway. Food is great. I could have done without the post-it note on my menu from the Butthole Bandit, though. Freddie says, I've never been to Ireland, but I had a nice virtual breakfast at the White Moose Cafe, and it was delightful. Staff are friendly. They speak pretty good English. John Day just gave 5 stars. He didn't leave a review. That's nice. Okay. Come for the lager, stay for the cactus appetizers. Yum, yum, yummy. Cactus. That's from James. 5 stars. 5 stars. Okay, thank God it's over. Holy shit. Let's call some more people. All right, we're going to call a solar place. Someone was complaining about the music.
Hey, there, Solar. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. And I was just calling about...
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I was just calling about your Adopt a Road sign. You know that one over there on Gaither Road?
This is... What company are you trying to reach?
The Solar Company. You guys have an Adopt a Road sign over on Gaither Road?
Oh, okay.
You're not familiar with that?
I am not. Let me get you to Lena, and she may be more familiar with that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you sure that's all right? Like she, I don't know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's all right. It's just last time, you know. No. She. I don't think she likes me, but it's okay. Maybe she'll forget.
Maybe. You want to try someone else? You want me to try
No, Lena's fine. I'm okay with her. It's just, you know, I don't know what her problem is.
Gotcha. Okay, hold a moment.
Okay. Don't tell her I'm in a bad mood.
No. Good afternoon, Lena is speaking.
Hey, Lena. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about...
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I was calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Oh, I'm not responsible for... You need to call construction.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, no, no, no. This says it says, has your name on it, and it says you're responsible. Liana is responsible. It says right here.
For what I'm responsible?
For the Adopt-a-Highway sign. You have a sign over there on Gaither Road, one of those Adopt-a-signs where you have to clean up the road.
No, I'm not responsible to clean up the road. Why do they have my name?
Oh, it has your name right here. It says you have to come
Gaither
over.
Road?
Yeah, Gaither Road. From all the way from Shady Grove to the UPS facility. And
Standard Solar, they supposed to clean the road?
Yeah, yeah, this road's a mess. You need to get over here and clean your mess up.
Okay, hold on. I have one construction person here. I don't know what is going on. I don't know why it has my name. Maybe somebody put my name by mistake. I'm HR, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, okay, it has your signature. You signed it. You paid
Hello.
For it. Hello, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city of Gaithersburg.
Okay. My name is Alan. I'm a superintendent with Standard Solar. How can I help you?
Hey, Alan. Well, I was just calling about the Adopt-a-Road sign that you guys have over here on Gaither Road.
Okay.
And it's just, it's a mess over here. You guys need to come over and clean up.
Okay. Can I get a pen?
Yeah, sure.
I want to get a contact information from you.
Yeah.
I'm just walking in here out of the field and trying to help out. This you've called our human resources manager.
Oh,
Lena
yeah.
is our human resources
well,
manager.
Well, no, it's her name that's on it. Like, it's her signature and she's...
No. Okay.
I'm serious.
All right, and so what is your... What's your name, sir?
It's Bob Dabalina.
Bob? Can you spell it?
Sure. It's a B-O-B.
Last name.
Oh, yeah, Dabalina.
Yes. Could you spell...
spell Dabalina. Okay, sure, yeah. Dabalina.
And do you have the direct contact number that I can take down, Bob?
Yep. It's 301-420-6969.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Bob, and I'm going to pass this along to the correct individual.
Okay.
And we'll get it rectified.
Yeah. If you could just tell Liana, just learn to do her job, because, you know, she signed for this.
Well,
it's her signature, and
so
she's the contact.
Okay. So, I'm going to be a little bit more professional than that about it, because she's a human resources director here.
I'm glad you were here.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I can say
she
things
does,
like
she
that,
She does a
too.
Fine job.
Well, no, she doesn't, because she's supposed to take care of the sign, and it's just a mess over there. And
but it might be a guy in the field that's supposed to actually do the taking care of part. So,
yeah,
but we'll get to the bottom of it. And I thank you for your call, Bob.
She's the dummy that's supposed
to. Have a great
weekend. That's supposed to, you know, delegate authority.
She's not really a dummy, though, Bob. I assure you.
She kind of is. She's pretending she didn't even know about the sign.
Okay, Bob. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Bob.
Oh, I'll try to, but it'll be hard to thinking about what a fuck up Liana is. Yeah, someone was complaining about the music, so I put some new music on here for y'all. Hope you enjoy it. Hey, I think on the last three shows, haven't I forgotten to call the final boss? Because I'm calling from a city number. And I've called from the same number for, over a page now, so let's call them up. Let me figure out what that number is. By the way, everyone, the brand new Calls of Mass Confusion is out. YouTube.com/Jesus in a Dumb Truck. If you want to watch that, it's Friday. New Calls of Mass Confusion. Whoa, I have a dial tone for some reason.
State Highway speaking.
Oh, hey, this is Glenn. I do one of your Adopt-a-Highway signs, and I got a call from someone there. And
okay.
I was just wondering, do I really have to donate my sign?
Can you tell me what time you got called?
It looks like about, let's look at the caller ID, 15 minutes ago.
So around 2:30?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, and your name was, I'm sorry?
My name is Glenn.
Q-U-I-N?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay, last name, please?
Gerbel. It's G-E-R-B-I-L.
G-E-R-B-I-L?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, and what adopt-a-highway do you have?
Well, we have one over there on Fairland Road.
Fairland Road?
Yep.
Okay.
Or, no, it's on Nicholson Lane, I think. We had it moved. But, yeah, they just said we have to donate it to President Trump because they need it for part of the wall. Is that...
Yeah, we're having some problems. Matter of fact, we just had two other people call in between 10 minutes to 2 and now saying the same thing, that they've got phone calls from this office.
Oh, about the Trump wall thing?
No, about threatening phone calls, about adopt-a-highway signs.
Threatening?
One was saying that, yeah, it was calling the lady a dummy on the phone and everything else.
Oh, well, that's not really a threat. So, that's more like just an insult.
Yeah. Yeah. So... yeah, so, no, there's nothing, you know, I apologize that this is happening to you, but yeah, there was definitely not one from this shop. I'm one of the assistant resident, I'm one of the supervisors here, and I know no one has thought and said any of that.
Okay, so there wasn't really an accident with the deer that I have to take care of?
No.
Okay, and
there was an accident with a deer?
Yeah, well, they said, like a truck carrying radioactive waste, flipped over and hit a deer, and I'd be responsible for the deer funeral.
And that You're kidding me.
Yeah, that didn't seem right to me, because, like, I don't know, I don't think I should have to pay for the deer.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Okay. Quinn, can I get your phone number, please?
Yeah, it's 301-420- okay.
6-9-0.
Yep, and then 6-9-6-9.
6-9-6-9.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just disregard everything that they told you.
Okay. Well, even the part about Carrot Top.
Yes.
Okay. Because that part sounded real. Like the rest of it sounded fake, but I thought the Carrot Top thing was real.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
What about the thing about the hobos and the haircuts? Is that right? That was so weird. Right before he picked up, I there was a dial tone on the line. It was super exciting. That was a boring final boss, and I think it's because I called him in the middle of the show instead of at the end. What was I thinking? It's all my fault, you guys. I'm sorry. I don't know if I want to do another 45 minutes of this. I'm bored, you guys. Should move on to something else. Let's call some, do some lunk alarms or something. I don't know. But no, let's do this. Let's finish this list. Uncle Runkle's damn list. Sorry, everyone, I'm afraid Henry W. Oh, hello?
Hi, this is Brenda at State Farm. How can I help you?
Hey, Brenda, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign over there on Wisteria Drive.
Okay.
And are you familiar with that?
No, but Steve is. Hold on a second.
Oh,
let me
Steve.
Get him for you. Okay.
I know all about Steve.
Do you know all about Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd hung up already. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Just don't even tell him that I'm in a really bad mood. It's fine.
I won't.
Thank you. Yeah, Steve gave me a great... Or no, I mean Henry. Henry W. says they're adding advertisements above every Adopt-a-Road sign. Which is an amazing idea. What advertisements could they put above their sign? They should be spammy advertisements.
Hi, this is Steve. May I help you?
Oh, hey, Steve. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about the Adopt-a-Road sign that you guys have.
Sounds good.
Okay.
How can I help?
Well, I just needed to let you know we're going to be putting advertisements all over your sign. Like ads. Like above your sign and below your sign. It won't be on your sign, but it'll be like, you know, just like an extra sign attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll say State Farm Insurance, but then underneath it'll be, you know, like sponsored by Viagra or whatever they decide to put down there.
Oh, splendid.
Yep. I don't know exactly which advertisements. Like, there's a Geico one. There's one for, like, this doctor, and they're going to have close-ups of hemorrhoid shots.
Who is this?
My name is Mr. Dabalina from the city.
Mr. Davalina from the city.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
We're just letting anyone do advertisements that they want. We've already got a bunch of clients lined up. There's a strip club. There's a Costco. There's Boner.
Oh, that sounds
Boner,
really good.
Boner Co. Incorporated. Pornhub. But they're not going to show boobs. It's going to be very tasteful. You know, they're going to be blurred out.
Very nice.
It's going to be like State Farm Insurance, sponsored by Pornhub. The Adopt a Hobo program. Splenda. Donald Trump. I'm just reading the chat room, you guys. I think he hung up. Did you hang up, sir? Yep, he left. That was Henry W.'s idea. Say that they're going to have advertisements all over their sign. I couldn't think of anything good.
Adam's office?
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Okay, hold on for just a moment, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ms. McFadden's not available at the moment. May I have your name and number, please?
Fuck! Do you know when he'll be back?
This is a Ms. McFadden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you know when she'll be back?
So she is at court, so unfortunately I don't know what time she's going to be back.
What'd she do?
Is a law firm.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, you know, she like, you know, did something wrong.
No, yeah. This is a law firm.
Yeah, so, I'm just calling about the sign, the Adopt-a-Road sign that you guys have over there on Tuckerman Lane.
Which Adopt-a...
The one over on Tuckerman Lane. It has
Okay, can I get your name and number and have her call you back?
It's Bob Dabalina. That's my name.
Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Uh-huh. D-O-B-I-L-4.
Okay, and your number, please?
240-420-6969. Is there by chance a man I could speak with? You know, someone that knows things?
I'll pass the message along.
Yeah, well, no, the question I was asking, is there a man I could speak with?
The other attorney I would pass you to, he's also at court.
Ah, darn it. So there's no men there. Jeez.
Well, there are, but they're on calls, and some are out in court.
You should have them answer the phones, because they probably know how to do things better.
Okay, I'll pass that message along. You have a great afternoon.
Okay, are you sure you can handle that?
Bye-bye.
I think we need a man to pass it along. That was Henry's fault. You know, I used to like Henry because of that whole advertisement idea, but then he got me hung up on by the whole man comment. Not cool, Henry.
Hello.
This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. Is this the law firm?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't answer like a law firm. You're just like... Like you're out of breath.
I'm not sure why the call came to my cell phone.
The what?
But I'm not sure why the call came to my cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's been happening a lot recently.
It's weird how that happens. Well, yeah, like, are you familiar with the road sign over there on Richer Farm Road?
Yes.
Okay, are you the one that takes care of all that? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I'm the one that takes care of it.
Okay, great. So, it looks like they're just going to be putting advertisements on your sign. So, like, it's going to have the law firm name on it. But
okay.
But right below that, it's going to have an advertisement for, it looks like the one they've picked for your sign is NAMBLA. So it's going to be like law firm, LLC, and then right underneath that, it's going to say, sponsored by NAMBLA, where men and boys love each other. So I'm just supposed to let everyone know that there's going to be advertisements on your sign? Hello?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm from the city.
What city?
Germantown. Yep. Aren't you a lawyer or
Germantown
something?
Germantown doesn't have a government.
Hey, shouldn't you be like up and doing lawyer things instead of walking around in like, you know, your boxers and your socks?
Okay.
That's what it sounds like to me. Jeez, you call a law firm, they're like, hello? I want to get a law firm. I'm going to start my own law firm just so I can answer the phone like that.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Oh, this is...
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. That's the one that you guys have got a sign over there on Gateway
I
Center Drive.
States. So, can you help me out? Which state you're referring to?
Maryland.
Maryland?
Maryland. It's how it's pronounced. I live here. I know how it's pronounced.
Yeah, I live here too. I've never heard it pronounced that way by anyone in the whole state, the first one, but thank you for correcting me.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're probably stupid.
Excuse me?
It sounds like you're stupid if you don't even know how to pronounce your own state's name. What are you, stupid? Jeez. That was the weirdest trigger ever. I said Maryland and she's freaked out. Holy crap. Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I need to call her up. I'm going to call her back as a different person. And I need to tell her I'm from somewhere that has the name Maryland in it. So, I don't know. What's a business name that has the name Maryland in it? Like if I were going to pretend to be the state police... Like, hello, this is Mr. So-and-so from the Maryland State Police Department. But I'm thinking I probably shouldn't impersonate the police, maybe. Or is there a business name in here that says Maryland in it? I don't see anything. Mistletoe says, hello, this is Maryland from Maryland. Oh, public schools. Okay, there we go. Waste management. There we go. Okay. I'm going to call from a different... completely different number this time. I'm gonna be the Maryland FBI office. Perfect idea.
Good afternoon.
Hello, this is Mr. Gerbel from the Maryland School District, and I just needed to let you know that it looks like Thomas is absent today. Is that an excused absence?
You're calling.
Ma'am, don't freak out on me. I'm calling from the Maryland School District. Just making
sure
that...
Okay, and that's in the state of Maryland?
Maryland.
What state are you in, sir?
I'm in Maryland. I'm from the Maryland School District. And I'm just calling from the school. I want to make sure that Thomas has an excused absence today.
Thomas who?
Simpson.
First of all, I did, after you, we had our last phone call.
Oh, this is my first
call. I Googled, and the pronunciation is Maryland. If you would like me to play it for you, I will play it for you. You are incorrect. Do not call here again.
Play it. She she Googled it. She Googled it, you guys. The hell. So I got owned on that call, everyone. I feel stupid. I feel like I just need to end the show now.
Shalom, Israel. This is Amy. Can I help you?
Hey, Amy. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on Baltimore Road.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know they're going to be putting an advertisement on your sign. Like, you know, where it has the name of your place?
Right. What kind of advertisement?
Let me see if anyone's signed up for your sign yet. It looks like advertisement number one, the one that on top of, you know, where your stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be for Pornhub, but there's no dirty pictures or anything. It's all blurred out. You know, it's pixelated.
Okay, and I don't think that's in really good taste for a synagogue sign to have that.
Well, it's okay. They'll understand because like all of the Adopt a Road signs are going to have it. They're all going to have advertisements on them. You just happened to get the one that was for Pornhub.com.
Okay. Can you give me your name again?
Sure. It's Bob Dabalina from the city.
And how do you spell your last name?
D-O-B-I-L-I-N-A.
Okay. Can you hold for a minute, Bob?
Okay.
Thanks. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Thanks for holding. I'm relatively new here, and our executive director would like to speak with you.
Okay.
His name is Sam.
Did you tell him about Pornhub?
I did tell him about Pornhub.
Okay.
I mean, we're a synagogue.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that to a church, would you?
Well, no, it's nothing personal. It's just, it's kind of random the way they choose.
Well, then it can be random to be a different one.
Well, no, they already signed you up for it, and they've already put that one up, and they're putting the other one up today. Because there's one that goes above your sign and below your sign.
Well, what if we decide not to do Adopt a Highway, then?
Well, you don't have to be like that about it.
I do have to be like that about it because I'm a member here as well as an employee, and I find this in bad taste.
Well, come on, it's 2017, things are different now, it's okay, we can all coexist. You don't have to hate them just because they're Pornhub.
You're right, I don't have to hate them because they're Pornhub, but I wouldn't put an advertisement in my synagogue bulletin for them.
Well, yeah, that'd be weird.
Yes, that would be weird,
but
so you agree with me.
I don't see why not, though, I mean, it's just another business, they're just trying to make money just like you guys.
I understand that they're just trying to make money like us guys. However, it's a conflict of interest.
Glad you can admit that.
I don't think that a church who believes in Jesus would want their name in our bulletin.
But it's not on the sign. It's right above the sign. It's like just we're going to add an extra sign to the pole.
Okay, and if we don't have a say in it, why are you...
Well, I just thought you'd want to know. Like, if you drive by and you saw, like, Pornhub on your sign, you wouldn't think it's been vandalized or something?
Okay, I'll let you talk to the executive director.
Okay, is that Sam?
It's Sam.
Okay.
I don't...
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Did you forget to unmute?
Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Mr. Dabalina. I'm from the city.
What city?
The city that you're signing in Rockville?
Yeah.
Yep.
Give me your name, your full name.
Oh, I already gave it to her. It's Mr. Bob Dabalina. And I think she wrote it down because she had me spell it and everything. So, you know, she's got it.
It's Daba. How you spell it? Well, you're going to spell it for me.
Oh, am I? Okay. It's D-O-B-I-L-I-N-A.
I-L-I-N-A.
Yep.
How can I help you?
I'm just letting you know we're putting advertisements on your Adopt-a-Road sign. So we're going to have one on top and one on bottom. And that's all I needed. We don't have to make a big issue out of it. I can let you go.
Well, wait a second. Now, who is the advertiser?
Okay, so advertiser number one, it's the one that's going to go on top of the sign. It's for Pornhub.com. And you know, they're not like a bad site. They happen to be a porn site. But, you know, they paid, so we have to do it. We can't discriminate.
All right, well, who administers the Adopt the Road program?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
You personally administer this?
Yeah, every single one. And then the sign underneath, it's going to be for the Satanic Church.
All right. Have a good day.
Why are you hanging up? Someone in the chat room told me to say the Satanic Church, so that's the chat room's fault that he hung up on me. Man, he was telling me how it is. He's like, you're going to spell your name for me now. I was going to quickly read through these internet things, the Facebook mob things real quick. Let's go to the most recent. I don't think there'll be that many this time. Mitch says, I came for the glory hole, stayed for the food, love the cactus tacos and sausages. And I think that's it. Tyler says the food was good, even though there was a cactus on the table, it fell into my food. The waiter punched the manager in the face. Good time, though. Tried to have a good time, but the giant cactus table decor really kept getting in the way of conversation. Wait, the one star? I'm not reading yours, Adam. You're a jerk. You can't go around giving people one stars. Had the cactus lunch. It was very nice. Totally complimented the indica breakfast. That's from Sean. They gave me slimy chodes. That's from Jason. And that's it. That's the end. We've seen the rest. Can I make these go on the screen? Hold on. I don't know how to do this. Because somebody was asking, what happened to Rob T. Firefly? What are you talking about? He's on the YouTubes. I mean, he's on the YouTubes. He's got a YouTube. He has a Twitter. It's twitter.com/RobTFirefly. But thanks, everyone, that's sent in money during the show. I had to figure out how to put the super chat room up on the screen, too. What's a synagogue place, anyway?
American Office.
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign over there on Norbeck Road.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the sign thing, or should I talk to a man?
With what now?
It's the Adopt-a-Road sign.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, okay.
Do you know about that?
The Adopt-a-Road sign?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, what about it?
Well, there's grass sticking up around the pole and the sign. There's grass sticking up in the road. There's trash over here.
That would be the maintenance of it is state highway. We just do trash.
Oh, no. You don't know how it works. Like, the highway part of it is, but you have to come over and clean up the side of the road and like, the grass. And, like, there's someone spray painted over here. You need to come and clean up the spray paint.
Are you on Norbeck Road?
Well, your sign's on Norbeck Road.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're supposed to be doing picking up the trash. That's all we're supposed to do.
Yeah. So come over here and clean up your shit. Because, you know, it's a mess.
Okay, we'll be there.
It's a mess over here. You know, like, if you didn't want the sign, maybe you shouldn't have signed up for it.
Okay, well, we've only been doing it for about 15 years.
Well, maybe you should do it a little bit. Is that why you're getting lazy?
I'm sorry, we're not doing it good enough for you. Maybe we should stop and, you know.
Well, maybe you
like
should.
Pick it up?
Give it to someone who'll actually do something with it.
Would you like to pick it up on it? I could give your name.
No, I don't want to pick it up. I didn't adopt a sign.
Okay, well, I'm just saying they would put your name on it.
I don't want my name on it.
Oh, yeah?
No, because I'm not an attention whore like you are.
Okay, sorry you're disappointed in the way we're doing it.
You're sorry that I'm disappointed?
In the way we are doing the job.
Yeah, nice fake apology.
Yeah, okay.
May as well not said anything at all.
Take care.
Okay, right. Well, hey, when are you going to come and clean this shit up? Whatever. Okay, I'm going to look through my ideas here real quick. We have 13 minutes. I want the perfect idea. Holy shit, this is a long list of sign ideas. I think on the next show, I need to do like a pre-recorded show. Just cross all these ideas off the thing. Keep ordering pizzas. Okay, that's an old one. I should have deleted that one. I could do the dead parents one again. You need to come over here and adopt these kids. Wasn't someone actually believing that the other day? All right, next is a realtor. Oh, shit. The rest of this should be really good. We've got a realtor. We've got a church. We've got a moose lodge. And a store. Like a convenience store, I think. or a bar. I don't know. Just enough numbers to get us through the next 15 minutes. I mean, 11 minutes. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm the pastor of the church, and I just happened to, my secretary just left, so I just happened to pick up the phone.
Oh, okay.
What about it?
Oh, well, Dean, are you familiar with that, the one over on Watkins Road?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and are you the person that takes care of it and everything?
No, but I know that they do, and yes. I mean, you can tell me whatever you need to tell me.
Okay. There was a toxic waste spill over there today, like a truck tipped over.
Okay.
And we just need one of you guys to come over here ASAP. We don't have any extra hazmat suits, so you're going to have to bring your own if you have it.
What?
I'm
confused.
That's the toxic waste spill. It's right all over your sign. It's like right around the edges of it. Actually, it's kind of burning the pole up a little bit. It's like eating through it.
Seriously?
Yep. It's a mess over here, but we need you to head on over ASAP.
The person in charge of it actually lives on that road, so let me give her a call and see if she's home, and I'll see if she can come over or see what to do next.
Yeah, tell her to bring her hazmat suit if she has one.
I don't think so, but
this is not a laughing matter. People are hurt.
Oh, I know.
Well, you're laughing.
Just saying, so. I don't think we have hazmat suits.
Okay, well, some people do because of the over at the plant.
Right.
Got the plant over there on the edge of town, and just in case people tend to keep those in their closet. Maybe you're just not, prepared for things.
I'm new to the area.
I see. Yeah. You just don't understand. But I don't know. If you're a pastor, why don't you come over here and help clean up?
Well, let me give her a call first, and then we'll see if she has these suits or whatever.
Well, can't you just rush over and help immediately? I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Isn't that your job? Do your job for once in your life.
Excuse me. I'm not going to stay on this phone call.
Why not? Because you don't want to do real work? She slammed down that phone. I bet she's not going to call that lady now either. Right now, she's probably just saying, you know what? Fuck that guy. I'm not going to notify her after all. I'm not going to tell my secretary shit. Okay, I've met my quota for the day of toxic waste spills and causing public panics. Let's move on to the next one. Only two left? She was all like... That's what she did.
Weakness.
Oh, hey, this is Bob Dabalina from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign over there on Bell Prairie Road.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, could you put a man on the phone?
Well, there's nobody here right now. The administrator is not here.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. We need some help over here with your Adopt-a-Highway sign. Why'd you guys adopt it if you're not going to be there to help out?
Well, I don't know who did it, so I don't have to take your shit.
Hey, motherfucker. Whoa. I've gotten owned so many times today. It's been awful. This is really screwing with my self-esteem. That was a moose lodge. Apparently they don't take anyone's shit over there at the moose lodge. Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
One minute.
Okay.
This is Sharon. How may I assist you?
Hey, Sharon. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Okay. For which one?
It's over on Edwards Ferry Road.
Okay.
And we've got a documentary filmmaker in here, and they want to feature your sign in their documentary.
Okay.
And we just wanted to get your permission and make sure that's okay.
That's quite all right.
Nope.
No issues.
No questions asked. Okay.
No questions asked. No.
Okay.
That's fine. Is everything okay with the sign? Is there anything that we need to do?
Oh, well, there's some problems with it. I think they were going to call you about the other problems a bit later.
What's the issue?
Well, it looks like a lot of hobos hang out under there. And
sorry?
Your sign is like a hotbed of activity for of hobo activity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're talking about the White Ferry for the ferry or for the store?
The Edwards Ferry Road. But yeah, White's Ferry. That's what it says.
Well, is it
very racist?
Huh. I'm gonna have to go look at it because I know of. Wait a minute. We may be getting mixed. I know we have one for White's Ferry, but is there one for White's Ferry store?
Let me ask you this. Is there one for Black's Ferry? Nope, didn't think so.
No, we're not Black Ferry.
Oh, yeah, of course you're not. No, this is the one that's on Edwards Ferry Road. Do you know that one?
No, I'm going to have to go and take a look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
How far down Edwards Ferry? Towards White's Ferry Road or Weishi? Or, I'm sorry, not Weishi.
Westerly?
Westerly.
Yeah, more by Westerly. Yeah, just look for all
right,
the hobos.
Take a look at it.
There's one out there giving.
I'm sorry?
There's one of the hobos. He like just hangs out there. He's got a barber chair underneath your sign. He gives haircuts for $5 to the other hobos.
Oh, how nice.
Yep, and there's
all
a
right.
lot. There's
Is that
a lot
something
of
something I have to address.
Yeah. You need to go ask him to leave. There's a lot of sexual activity going on between the hobos, like out there, just you know, right beyond the sign, and that's what the documentary is going to be about. It's going to be called The White Ferry Sex Scandal. That's the name of the documentary.
And then we're not going to give permission.
Oh, no, you already gave permission. I have it on recording.
Yeah, well, I'm reneging that permission, not if that's what the documentary is regarding.
Well, I won't keep this part of the recording. I'll just keep the part where you said it's okay.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
Mr. Dabalina. From
And you're with who?
With the city of Poolsville.
Sorry, your last name
and,
for me?
Dabalina, it's common spelling. My first name, Bob.
Could you spell your last name for me, please?
D-O-B-I-L-I-N-A. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Okay, because we were not aware of this activity, and as far as I know with Adopter Road, I will call the Adopter Road the organization that sponsors that and see we're not giving permission for it.
You're not? Okay. Well, I don't know. You already said you would at the beginning of the call. You said it was
I'm
no problem.
And if we do see anything, I will document that I spoke to you at this time.
In fact,
and that after that we are not authorizing whatever you're getting ready to do.
I'm printing out a transcript of the call right now, and
that's fine.
It says yes, that's fine with me. No questions asked. That's what you said.
Well, no, and that's not the case once you're telling me what this documentary is about.
Oh, no.
Sir, I'm not. What office are you with?
I'm with the city of Poolsville.
I get that, but what's your phone number?
Oh, it's, you didn't ask that. It's 301-420-5200.
And which office within Poolsville?
You know, it's the city office. Look, don't be so nosy, okay? Look, I'm just trying to ask about the documentary. What was the other thing I asked? At this point, I can't even remember. Sorry, I'm really high on drugs.
I'll call over to the city and speak with Jim Brown and let him know that.
Oh, no, Jim Brown, he has no authority here. Like, you can tell Jim Brown to just suck a dick.
He's the mayor of the city, is he not?
Yeah, but he has no authority. He has no real authority. You can tell him to suck a dick if you get him on the phone. Me and him don't get along.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I'm going to end this conversation. And no, you do not have permission to run any documentary
it's not
related
me.
To White Bear.
It's not my
Thank
documentary.
You.
It's this filmmaker. He's an independent filmmaker. Ma'am? I guess she hung up. Whatever. Can't find the hang up. There it is. Okay, finally. Hey, guess what? It's 12:30. That means it is time for the XYZ show.
Bradley James. Bradley, this is your mother. Your mother.
Hey, Mom.
You haven't called me. You did not call me on your birthday. I thought you loved me, Bradley. Bradley. What is your problem, Bradley?
I don't know.
Do you not remember the Fisher-Price telephone I gave you?
I'm a terrible
Bradley.
Son.
I'm so disappointed. So disappointed.
Yep.
Maybe if you get 30 more Patreon subscribers, I won't be so disappointed.
Yeah,
but
you hear that, everyone?
Bradley, this is your mother, and I'm disappointed. Please call me. I love you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Mom. I'll call as soon as I finish putting this show together. If I have time, you know, between this and addressing envelopes all day. We'll see. But you heard the woman. Patreon.com/phone losers. Or if you're afraid of that, just do phonelosers.com/cactus. It's a different way to contribute to the show and get extra shows every week, except for this week and last week. I think I'm like 2 shows behind now. That's not normal, though, I swear. There are currently 21 extra hobosodes right now in the archive. If you sign up for $5 a month or more, what a great bargain, and hopefully I'll get caught up on those hobosodes, you know, in the next few days.
Hello, Bradley. This is my under 30-second voicemail. Yeah. Play the damn songs I requested, mainly the Ween one. Just play it. Just play it. I'm going to keep bothering you until you play it. It's been like 2 years I've been asking you to play it.
Okay, play what?
Play the damn songs I requested, mainly the Ween one.
The Ween song? I don't know which song you're talking about. You know, I think there's still a song request form on the Snowplow Show page, and whenever you request a song, it goes into a certain email folder for song requests, and I have not opened that folder in a really long time, because most of the songs that people request, they're commercial songs. I can't really put them on the show. I try to do that as little as possible, not just because of YouTube, but I don't know, eventually they're going to start scanning MP3 files on the internets and ordering takedown requests on my podcast episodes. I know that's going to happen someday, and that's going to suck. That's why I try not to play a lot of commercial music in here. So I don't know which Ween song you're talking about, but if it's a song about telephones, I might throw it on the end of a show. I'll have to look through my request form soon and see what you're talking about, and then remove the request form from the website forever.
Hey, Brad, it's Dom the Bomb.
Hey, Dom.
Just want to say a couple things. First, thank you for fixing that thing with my account. I don't know what the fuck happened, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Second, I was in the chat earlier, and I didn't want a happy birthday to myself when I paid the $5 donation. I wanted you to say happy birthday to my girlfriend. Let's say happy birthday, Mia.
After the show, I am terrible at this whole payment thing on the chat room.
You big dummy or you motherfucker. That's what I wanted to be done. Her birthday's on Monday, not mine. And
You
hear this a lot, but my girlfriend really loves you, just like probably everyone else's girlfriend does.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's about it. Oh, and since I become...
Well, anyway, happy birthday to your girlfriend, Dom the Vaughn. I think that's how you pronounce it. And as long as we're talking about this, so there's this new thing, or maybe it's not a new thing, but it started working on my live shows just recently, or maybe you guys just started doing it recently. But during live shows, people send in money, and it's very awkward and weird for me, and I don't know how to respond to it. But, you know, in the chat room, it'll have, like, a, you know, extra lit up highlighted comments and stuff, along with a dollar amount of what they donated. And there's a page here that shows, like, all the ones that happened in the last live show. Like, a guy named Spiny Norman, he sent in $2. And he says, here's $2 to never look at the Mixler. I think I mentioned that on the show. And then Dom the Bomb, he sent in $5 and said, Brad, my girlfriend's birthday is on Monday. Call her a big dummy or a motherfucker. Her name is Mia. And no, I won't do that. Come on. She's a grown person. She doesn't need to be celebrating birthdays like she's 6 years old or something. You tell Mia to grow the fuck up, okay, Dom the Bomb? No, I'm kidding. I love making fun of adults that care about their birthdays. Happy birthday, Mia. I hope it's the best birthday ever. And if Dom the Bomb doesn't get you something really nice and fancy and expensive, then you should totally ditch him. You know, just get rid of him. Find someone better. There you go, Dom the Bomb. I hope that's okay. I also got 50 secs from 15 fake account. I'm too lazy. I know I could Google it right now, but it's SEK is the type of money it is. I don't know which country that's from, but I looked it up once because someone else did this, and I don't know. It's like pesos or something. Like, they give you 1 million of them, and they're worth, like, you know, a nickel. It looks like Reefer Badness sent me $2.69 global British pounds. And Kaga Dotar, he sent me $10, and he wants to know what happened to Rob T. Firefly. And I don't know what he means by that. Rob T. Firefly has never gone anywhere. To me, that sounds kind of like a threat. But if you're just asking where you can find Rob T. Firefly, I would go to robvincent.net. And he's got a Twitter and everything. I'll put links in the show notes. Just go to the show notes on phonelosers.com. And I will have links to Rob T. Firefly. And if you don't know who Rob T. Firefly is, you need to go back into the archives and listen to a couple hundred shows until you figure out who he is. That's everyone's homework assignment tonight.
A member and, like, donate monthly. I just wanted you to do a couple things for me, if you can, if you want.
Here we go.
Really like when you do kissing noises, because it cracks me up, like when you call Dr. Q. I believe that his name was Dr. Q, and you said, like, I look.
Happy birthday, Mia.
You, bye. And he was just like, what the fuck? And that Payless lady, when you were scamming her out of the numbers and you straight up told her that you were Brad from Snowplow Show, and you were like, bye. That shit was funny, too. Also, you a fucking retard. I love when you say you're a fucking retard. That's super
funny,
too.
Only when it's appropriate.
That, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
I found it interesting how Brad, the producer, in one of his last voicemails, talked about the same thing that I talked about the 7-Eleven in Houston.
Everyone's always copying you. You know, Crimson with his whole, hey, Brad thing. And now Brad, the producer. You're like a muse, Olga.
He said exactly what I said. Was that on purpose?
Probably.
Was it just coincidence?
He's a big thief.
Either way, if he's in Houston, I need to go find him and give him a piece of my mind.
Well, here, I'll give you his number.
Also, that ASMR stuff that you did on one show with the Pepsi bottle, that was amazing. I love ASMR. You need to do that more often. You know, opening bottles.
Okay, you
dialing
fucking weirdos.
Phones. I don't know. Stuff with a lot of clicks in it really does it for me. It gets me going.
I'll start doing that language.
Bye.
Where people click a lot and whistle. I'm going to start practicing how to speak that language.
Yo, Roy, I found a couple words that you can add to your list of things that you say wrong.
Great.
Apparently, banchode, matterchode is actually behenchode. B-E-H-E-N-chode, and modderchode, M-A-D-A-R.
How do we know those Indian people are pronouncing it correctly, though? Maybe they're wrong, and I'm right.
Do a little research on that shit myself. And for those of you that don't know...
Did you Google it, like that lady that Googled how to pronounce Maryland?
And for those of you that don't know, they are Hindi for motherfucker and sister fucker.
Yep. And apparently that's a super crazy insult over there. You don't call people sister fuckers in India and get away with it. Good tip for those traveling abroad.
Brad.
Hey,
oh, hi,
there.
Brad. I've got a brilliant idea that you're gonna shoot me for this idea.
Okay.
Now, the idea is to say to people that your book's on its way, and your book's on its way, and it's called, you know, just make up some weird names for books, like, for example, Nigerian Babes and How They Come, you know, just weird names like that. Like, you can say the job service have sent you a book on how to do a CV. You know, even if the person has got a job, he's probably not going to want a book about how to do a CV. You know, that would just be kind of patronizing.
That's true.
Bye.
Yep. I totally agree. So I'm just going to call up random people out of the blue and say, hey, your book's on the way. Your book about Nigerian babes and how they come.
Hey, Bradley, it's me, Skechers Kid 4 here. So... What my son is now turning 15, and I asked him what he wanted for his birthday, and he told me that he wanted a fleshlight, and I asked him, we live in a pretty bright neighborhood, and that the power never goes out, and then he just started laughing at me, and he said, Dad, what are you saying, Skechers Kid 4, only he said my real name.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know if all you weirdos knew what fleshlight was. I don't know. Alright, you can add me on Xbox. Okay,
everyone. Add him on Xbox. Maybe someone in the comments can explain what a flashlight is, I guess, to him.
Yes, this is Kenny Loggins. I don't think you're very goddamn funny. PL later.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Kenny Loggins. And did he say PL later? Because that's about the coolest PLA goodbye that I've ever heard. Maybe I just misunderstood him.
I'm funny. PL later.
Oh, yeah, he probably just said see you later. Never mind, that wasn't cool at all.
Hey, I have a number here, 202.
Hey, what are you doing?
643.
Hey.
7. Again, 202.
Oh, come on, what are you doing?
6-7. They're trying to scam me, man, so we got to call them and prank them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And with some of that
I'll
Roy
get right
stuff.
On that.
They told me that,
Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
Lady called me.
I'd really like to play the rest of your minute and a half voicemail about how I need to get revenge for you, but let's just move on to this one.
Hey, Brad. One of my friends is going on a road trip, and he wanted some stuff to listen to, and I suggested your show.
Oh, that was a dick move.
So you do have a new subscriber. And yeah, his handle is Big Boy Camo Hat 1985. Oh, anyway, okay. Cactus.
Welcome to the show, Big Boy Camel Hat 1985. Your name is very cool. I totally like it.
Hey, Brad. It's Effin' Reality. I was just listening to your
Hey, happy
last
birthday,
show.
Effin' Reality. You and Mia have birthdays. You guys are like twins.
Oh, and Miguel B. was on there telling you to stay off religion. Man, don't do that. I was watching the Heaven's Gate cult documentary. 39 people killed themselves. If you had maybe, you know, given them a phone call, giving them a little bit of shit about their religion.
That's true.
Maybe that wouldn't have happened.
I could have saved lives.
So long, fuck boy.
It's not just Miguel B., though. Like, every time I do religious stuff, I get complaints from listeners. And they're valid complaints, you know? Like, I love poking fun at religion. But we should be respectful of people's religion, more or less, you know? Especially the listeners. Maybe not the recipients. I shouldn't be respectful of them. But I got a few emails from listeners about that, and I always do, like when I did the church pranks, we were just calling church directories, and I'm not going to stop doing that stuff, but I don't know, I just, you know, I take things a little bit too far sometimes, and I say horrible, horrible things about God, and I don't think it's so much that I do the religious prank shows, it's just that I get a little carried away with it. Don't worry though, I'm not quitting, I've got a giant backlog of church directories, I've got to do those someday.
Brad Carter, you beautiful bastard. This is Dr. Smoothrod.
Hey,
okay,
there.
So you played a song about... I need a song you played. I need to know what it's called.
Okay.
It talked about Alderaan. It started off with this guitar playing chords. And drums came in, bass came in. I'm sure you know what it is because you've played it multiple times, right?
Yep,
it's about Alderaan.
I'm not going to tell you, though.
I fucking
Sorry.
Been Googling for half an hour. I shit you not. I cannot find this shit. So please play it at the end of your show and tell me... Tell me the name so I can find this shit. I need it. Goodbye.
Okay, I'll do my best. Here's the problem, though. The FBI, they took off with my entire music collection, both my pirated collection and my legitimately paid-for collection, and I managed to get an old backup recently of everything I have, and I think it'll be in there, but maybe it won't. But I actually can't remember who even sings that. But I know how to tell real quick. I'll just type in the name of the song, which is Ode to Alderaan. How do you spell Alderaan? And then I'll type in phonelosers.org, because I'm sure I've credited it at some point. There it is. It's Ode to Alderaan by Glenn Case. And good luck figuring out which album it's from, because I remember, Glenn Case, he's one of those guys that does, like, a song every single day or something, or every week. He had, like, a billion albums, so good luck finding it. I remember I paid for the album that it was on, though, back in 2009 when I first heard the song. It's a pretty great song. I'll definitely play it on the end of this show if I still have it. I don't know if I still have it or not.
Hey, RB, this is John Winnebago here to the Winnebago Fortune.
Hey, John.
What is that music you always play in the background? You have like three or four different tracks, I think. It's incredibly calming, and it helps me to unwind and not use my medication as much. Can you send that over to me or direct me to where it is?
Sure.
Thank you.
If I only knew which one you were talking about, though. Here, let's look through my soundboard. The first button on the soundboard is this one. This one is called With You, and it's by a band called I Fight Dragons. The second one on the list is this one. It's called Technical Writer. It's by the Double Clicks. But I don't think this one is soothing. This one is more likely to stress you out, make you kill someone. One I've been playing lately is this one. This is called The Hotline. It's a Rappy McRapperson thing. He did it under the name The Pool Boys. And then it's probably not this one. Trash 80. This could be it. This is a very soothing thing. This is called My Dog Lives on the Moon. It's by someone called Nags. And then there's this one. The fish who saved the planet. It's kind of relaxing, isn't it? Maybe you're talking about this one. It's like a sped up version of various songs that I've made. But I don't know what you mean. Maybe that'll help you know which one to request. Because if you send me an email and ask me for it, I'll probably send it to you. I'm a nice person like that. I think we're done with voicemails, everyone, so thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Neon, for supporting the show today and sponsoring the show. Be sure to support the show and go to the website, phonelosers.com. I've been putting a big list at the end of the show notes on every show lately of, like, various ways you can join the PLA community and support the show and, you know, go to other people's stores that sell PLA things and all the gaming links for Rust and GTA 5 and whatever else is in there. There's a Discord, there's a Reddit, there's a Facebook group. If you're bored and want to hang out with PLA people, you should look at the show notes, at the list on the end of the show notes. Hey, Dr. Smoothrod, I could not find your song on my hard drive. I just don't have it anymore, but I'm going to play it anyway because I found it on YouTube. Hopefully this isn't a shitty version of it from YouTube, but I'm just going to play this directly from YouTube. Here's a song called Ode to Alderaan by Glenn Case. It's a request and dedication to Dr. Smoothrod.
Long ago and far away out in space, there was a planet of people whose lives were quickly erased. Now I can't wrap my head around what it means to have the world that you're from reduced to rocks and debris. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts. Pushed the buttons, pulled the lever, and then millions of voices cried out, were never heard from again. The hands responsible can't wash off the blood. It's a reminder of the evil that we're capable of. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts. Men with bows set an example for all those who would oppose. That's why innocent people by the millions had to die.
Calling me a dummy?
Well, you're being kind of a dummy. You're saying, like, you don't even
have... Who the fuck are you?